I had a, this is not related to the parsha this week. I had a din Torah in my classroom this week because it's the winter, as we know. And in the winter, so in many buildings, they pump up the heat in order to make sure it's not too cold. But then you have the great battle of all time where people feel that it's too hot and they'd like to open up a window. But the people who don't want them to open a window say it's too cold. And this leads to a constant point of friction in all different places of whether a Jewish house of worship or a Beis Medrash or some institution where some people want it cooler, some people want it hotter. And who has the upper hand in this debate? And this is a discussion that goes back hundreds of years amongst the poskim regarding who controls the thermostat. Can it be cooler? Can it be warmer at the end of the day? And we're going to discuss, since we are in a time period of the year where this is a discussion that comes up, people want it colder, people want it warmer. Usually in shuls, the women complain that it's too cold, the men say it's just fine, and generally that's how the discussions go. So let's begin with the sugya. There is just, before we begin, just the premise is as follows. The Gemara in Ksuva Satlam, it says, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinu M'Pachim. Everything is controlled in the hands, it's on the sheets. Anything is controlled by the hands of heaven, except for being cold. Everything, Hashem runs everything, except for being cold. So Rashi explains that this is a statement that applies to the cold and the heat, Tzinu M'Pachim. And the Ritva asks, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Karaso Mi'amod, who can stand before Hashem's coldness? And if so, doesn't that imply that it's also from Hashem, that the feeling of cold and the uncomfortability of coldness also comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So the Ritva says that the Pasuk is talking about someone who chooses to walk into a cold or a hot place. But someone who's careful should stay away from such places. Meaning, if you go and put yourself in that situation, so then you're putting yourself in that situation where a Kaddish Baruch Hu may make it too hot or too cold at the end of the day. But certainly a person should try to stay away on their own from places that are too hot or too cold, that are not good for their health. Okay. There are essentially three mahalchim amongst the poskim of how to decide who has the upper hand when it comes to controlling the thermostat, whether the window can be opened or the air conditioning can be turned on or off. We're going to present each one on its own, and then maybe I'll say what I think about each one, but we're going to present each one independently. The first approach is that it depends on the season. The Gemara in Bava Basra Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing a doctor who lives in a house with a private courtyard. Rabbi Yosef Hayaleinu Tali Dehave Asu Asu Umne V'Yasvi Tusayhu V'Asu Arve V'Achle Dama. So there was a doctor who would do bloodletting in his chatzer. And the problem was the ravens would come and be attracted to the blood from the bloodletting, which would inevitably make a lot of noise for the other neighbors. V'salki avi tali mifsidi tamri. And it would ruin their other property, and the ravens would make a mess. And it was a big problem from his bloodletting as the doctor that led to animals coming and making a mess everywhere. So the Gemara goes on to explain that the neighbors asked the doctor to stop tending to his patients in the courtyard. Excuse me, sir, can you do that somewhere else? Not in front of our house, where it causes the ravens to come and make a mess everywhere and make a lot of noise. So the Gemara concludes over here that the neighbors have the right to make such a request. The neighbors can tell the doctor, please don't do that work over here if it's going to cause something to come and make our property uncomfortable or uninhabitable and unpleasant. This is Saib Lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshim Mishpan Simen Kufnun Hey in Sif Lametes. Mi shehichzik la'asos melechas dam, person who works with blood or nevelo, sechayotz behem bimkomo in his place, and he's on his property. I'm not on your property. That's not obviously I can't do my medical work on your property. I'm on my property. But my property and what's going on in my property causes other things to happen. V'yichnusu ha'orvim, and the ravens come v'chayos v'am, or anything like that. B'glal ha'dam, because of the blood. V'yochlu, and they eat. V'harehe metzirim eschaveru b'kolim, and they make a lot of noise. V'tzifzufam, obedam, shibar agleyem, shehem yoshim ala ilanos, and they make blood everywhere. V'malachachim perusayim, and it ruins the fruit. Imhaya kapdan ochola shitsiftuf hazem maziko. If there's a person who's very bothered by this, a person who's ill and says, no, I can't handle the noise, something is upsetting to me about what you're doing, O Shapira Shalom Nifsadan, or you're ruining my property, my fruit, with the blood, Chayev Levata lo samalacha, you must stop. I can force him to stop his work. O Yarachik ad shal yavo lo nezek, or I can force you to go somewhere else so that the product of your job doesn't cause a problem for me. The Gemara talks about setting up a bathroom, a public bathroom somewhere where the smell of the bathroom is going to affect everybody else as well. As the same status, you have no chazaka, you have no rights to that, what you're doing, that your what you're doing should damage my property or bother me. And that's the halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, V'u adin, kol nezek gadol shein adam yachol l'savlo. Any applies to any damage that other people cannot bear. And therefore, the mazik is responsible to distance himself from the damage he is causing. That is the rule in Shulchan Aruch. There's not much to debate about that. If your business, even if it's on your property, is causing damage to other people or making things uncomfortable, then you need to find another business or find another place to conduct your business. So the Mishpatei HaTorah wrote, Tzvi Spitz, who's a diner in Eretz Yisrael, has beautiful svarim on the contemporary issues in Choshen Mishpat. So he writes in Chelek Aleph and Simen Pei Tes that nowadays it is damaging to most people to open a window in the winter or to close a window in the heat of the summer. And he argues, as we'll see in a moment, that the halacha regarding who controls the thermostat or the window or the AC depends on the season. In the warm months, so then those who want it to be cooler have the upper hand. And in the cold months, those who want it to be warmer have the upper hand. Whoever acts differently from the accepted minhag of most people in that weather habit is considered a mazik. You're making things uncomfortable for me. The norm should be in this season, when it's warm outside, that it should be cooler indoors. And when it's cold outside, the norm should be that it's warmer indoors. And whoever wants it to be what the normal temperature should be indoors at that time has the upper hand in that situation. They can force him to close the window in the winter or to open the window in the summer. And he quotes the Chazanish. The Chazanish writes in Choshen Mishpat, in Bava Basra, in Perikud Gimel, in Yud Aleph. And he says that if a person does something in public that's normal for people to do, but his actions would bother someone who's ill, then the person who's sick cannot complain, even if he was sick beforehand. If I'm doing a normal thing in public, it's normal that I should be able to mow my lawn on a Sunday afternoon. It's not considered weird or different or something that's not something that everybody else does. You live in a community where everybody mows their lawn on Sundays, and you're saying that, I don't feel well, it's not nice you mow your lawn next door to me. I'm sorry, again, we're not talking about what's the super nice thing to do, but mi'ikra din, it's normal that you mow your lawn. You have a bit of a headache. I'm sorry, my lawn has to get mowed. And I don't have to stop, says the Chazanish, because of you, if I'm doing something that's normal at that time. Therefore, he says that neighbors who cannot sleep and are sick cannot complain if a child is crying at night. He said, look over here. He says that V'nira de'ein divrei rivash el ba'osa davar she'enu ikar. Dira kamok ba'osa riga v'chiosa ba'osa she'en zeh matzoi b'chol adam v'lo baro b'nei adam aval. Im ba'osa devarim shiro b'nei adam osim. If you're doing something that people do all the time, ulupamim tashmishan v'diburan, their practice or their speech mashmiya kol, and it makes some noise, shemafriya esachol, and it bothers the person who's ill, and u'yachol limchos, you can't complain, afim hachol kodim. Even if I already had the flu before you started doing this. I was sick first. I should have the right to maintain and get better before you started your noise. V'rishai adam livnos bias eitzel chavero. You can build a house next to your friend. Ulahachnesa olim v'yonkim. And bring the children in. V'chitzoakim b'layla. And the children cry at night. V'eina chola yachola kevalav. And the person who's ill cannot stop them. They don't have to move somewhere else. It's normal to have kids who cry at night. That is the minhag.
Why aren't you mandated to make it so your house does not disturb other people? In terms of the same way there's decibel laws, you can't have your proper noise.
Because within the norm. The Chazon is saying whatever was in the norm of normal noise.
For example, so therefore you can't have your kids crying out. Example doesn't apply to anyone, the same. But just using examples.
My kids can't play drums at 3 o'clock in the morning in the backyard.
Outside.
Correct. That's not normal. But it's normal.
If they're inside your house, normal crying.
Correct. The normal conduct, the neighbor is being annoyed. Okay, kids cry at night, says the Chazanish. Sorry, that's the minute of the world.
But why should you have to keep them, let's say, in an interior room so they won't...
I'm trying my best. I'm saying, whatever, the kid is making noise. Whatever the normal thing to do with the kid is, so the Chazon Aruch says, then that's fine. Similarly, he says Rabbi Spitz, most people in the winter are considered a cholo when it comes to the cold. people don't like being cold. That is a normal thing. Unless it's a warm day in the winter, but a normal winter day, people don't like being cold. In the summer, when it's warm, it's normal to have the windows open. Therefore, individuals who may be bothered by this cannot complain since the windows are being used in a normal and accepted fashion. And then he says that in the fall, in the spring, we have a suffix because it's a little bit cool, it's a little bit hot. So what do we say over here? He says the weather's not extreme. Then the person who's ill or more affected by the weather then can control the windows, the AC in those situations. But if it's cold outside or it's clearly warm, then the minhag of what the proper conduct is in that season is what has to be followed. And the above approach is found in the Mayana HaTorin, Chelek Beis. The idea depends on the season, is the opinion of Rav Nevinsel I saw, Rav Leo Schlesinger, Rav Neuwirth, the author of Shemir Shabbos. And I'll quote from Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky is quoted in Halachically Speaking, Volume 2, by his Talmud. He says, many times in the yeshiva, there's a person who's cold in the summer, and he wants to close the window, or it's hot in the winter, and he wants the window to be open. In the winter, the halacha is according to the ones who want to keep the window closed. And in the summer, the halacha is like those who want to keep the window open. An air conditioner has a different halacha. So one who's afraid he'll become sick from the cold air has a right to turn off the air conditioner, even in the summer. Okay, air conditioner may be different, and the air, it's going to be very cold, whatever it may be. But approach number one in our basin of who controls the window or the opening window, closing window is whatever the norm is. In the winter, it's normal for the windows to be closed. And if the one person says, I want the windows closed because in the winter windows are closed, then according to this approach, Rabbi Spitz, the halacha is the windows remain closed in the winter. That is approach number one. Okay. Next. The second approach, which I think is not agreed upon by most people, is Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt in the Rivo Sephraim Nechelik Dal and Simon Reisha Tess. He says, Bekita in a classroom, Lepamim lekol hakita cham. Sometimes the whole class is hot. Ulechad kar. And for one person, it's freezing cold in the room. Mode. Afilim lobish beget. And even if he puts on a sweater and a parka and a scarf, he's still freezing. And everybody's comfortable, and this guy is shivering. We want to open the window. Everybody here is boiling. And this guy over there is shivering in his boots because he's cold. He's ridiculous. But everybody else is hot. We want to open a window. So Rabbi Greenblatt says, Venira hine le'elu shecham ein hezek. He says, if you're a little bit warm, it's not damaging to you. It's a little bit warm in the room. It's not a damage to you. If the window's closed, nobody's going to faint. We're not talking about a heat wave. It's warm. If the window's closed, it's not the end of the world. It's nicer for you. They want to open it to be, you know, fresh air, a little bit cooler. This one is freezing. You open the window, it's going to make him sick. It's going to make him even worse. He's going to be miserable. He considers that a case of hezek. If a person is saying, it's going to cause me pain and difficulty, it's going to make me sick if you open up the window, and I'm going to be shivering, so Rabbi Greenblatt says, in all cases, the person is complaining that it's going to be a hezek, it's going to be something that's going to be very, 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 very uncomfortable for me, almost like a damage to me. So he says that person has the upper hand at the end of the day. I saw as well, I didn't bring it over here, but in the Kovetz Maria, the Torah Journal Maria in Kovetz Sadi Hei, Rav Yosef Lieberman, who's a Rosh Kol Ner Tzal, brings a story in the name of Shmuel Salant, the famed Rav of Yerushalayim, who said that one person is cold, you must follow his request, because he feels very uncomfortable, and others simply say they want to feel more pleasant. So if you want to feel more pleasant, but this person is uncomfortable, then the person who's uncomfortable has the upper hand. And that's the approach of the Rivo Sephraim. That's approach number two. Whoever feels bad, uncomfortable, damaged in some respect, has the upper hand in this debate. Okay, approach number three. And that is to follow the majority, which I think many of us would have probably intuited on our own. You follow the majority. Take a vote. You have 20 people in the room. 15 people are hot. 5 people are cold. So you follow the majority. Comes the mission in Peah, in Perek Zalad. Hapeya nisnas b'mechuber lekarka. The peya is given down on the ground. B'dolah subedekel bal habayis morid. If it's something that's a tall up tree, very tall tree, so the bal habayis has to go up and bring everything down. U'mechal kanim and give it out. Why? Because it's dangerous to have the aniyim climbing up your trees. So better the bal habayis should go up, bring the food down, and distribute it in an orderly fashion. Rabbi Shimon says, Af bechalike, it goes even when giving out nuts. Afilu tishim v'teisha. If 99 of the aniyim say, Omer l'chalek. We want the Baal HaBayis to divide it nicely and evenly to everybody else. Be'echad omer l'avaz. And one says, no. Every man for himself. Whoever gets that tree first, that's they get the payah, they get the food for the poor. Lazesh shomim. To this one, we follow. Why? Shomer kahalacha. Because he is found halacha. Mikra din. Payah is first come, first serve. Only when it comes to tall trees do we divide it nicely. But the rule of payah is, you know, the mighty win. Whoever gets the food first gets the payah. So 99 people say, come on guys, let's get along, we'll be nice, we'll divide it evenly, that'll be the best thing for everybody. We know the halacha says every man for himself, but you know, come on, we'll make shalom, everybody, we'll split it up nicely, the Baal HaBayis will take care of everybody. And one guy says, no, I learned Mishnayos Peah, and it says, everybody gets it for themselves. So we follow him, why? Because he wants to follow Mikra Din, he wants to follow the letter of the law. Based on this, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Shari Amuna on Maseches Peah. This is his words. This is not somebody quoting Reb Chaim Kanievsky. This is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's own pen. And he cites Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who said that if there is a disagreement about opening a window, then the halacha depends on the season and what is normal in that season, as we said above. Right? That's what we noted before. You follow the minhag of the season. Even if the majority wants to do something, we follow the minority if they want to do what is normal in the environment. Right? That's what he says over here in the Shari Amuna. Rabbi Yisrael cites our Mishnah as a proof. Because the Mishnah says in Peah, you follow what the normal thing to do is, whatever the mandated halacha is. The mandated halacha is in the winter, windows are closed, in the summer they're open. So too, when you give out Peah, you, every man for himself, unless it's a tall tree, you follow whatever the Ikar Hadin is. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky then rejects the proof of Yisrael Salanter. And he says, the Mishnah in Peah is a question of the Ikar Din, the letter of the law that's being challenged, right? All these Aniyim are saying, we know what the letter of the law is, and we want to go around, we want to circumvent the letter of the law, and to give out the food nicely. We know what the letter of the law is, and we're trying to go around the letter of the law. There is no din regarding what to do with the window. There is no Hilchos window. There is no Maseches window regarding what to do in the winter. So that is a din in the laws of Peah, and windows are a custom of how people conduct themselves. The two things are not comparable, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. One is a pasuk, a halacha, a mitzvah in the Torah, and the other is how people conduct themselves when it's too hot or too cold. So therefore, he says that we should do what we always do in these cases is achar harov kamo b'chol hadvarim. As he writes in the last line, you follow the majority as you do everywhere. And that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says when it comes to windows and air conditionings and temperatures and things like that. The thermostat is too much, the thermostat is too low. The answer is, take a vote. Ah, you have two people at home and the husband and wife are disagreeing. Here, it's a shaila. But if you have a majority, you follow the majority, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and that's how you decide what to do with the thermostat and the window. The Pisei Choshen, on the next side of the page, with Yaakov Bloy in his magnum opus. So he says we should follow the rove, and along with the weather, he wants to make a compromise. I'll say it out. We'll say it outside, then I'll read it inside. He says if a person is afraid he's going to get sick, then you should stay home and don't cause other people discomfort. If you can open the window in one place of the shul or the base medrash and make it one part comfortable for other people, then do so. And those people who want to be cooler, then go to that side. So, Lamashal, in our base medrash over here, people are warm and they want it to feel cooler.
Sit next to the window.
And the people who are hot will sit on that side. And the people who are cold will sit on that side, away from the window. And that's where he says you should go. Listen to what he says. He says, Od kasav sham b'inyan psichas chalonos o sigirasim b'mekomas tziburim, opening and closing the window in public places, v'chei mebeis ha'knesses in a shul, shelepa mim yesh achad sheish lo tsar, u'mespayesh g'blomar lo. Sometimes a person is uncomfortable, but he's embarrassed to say something. He doesn't want to be the one that everybody's going to not like because he spoke up and said something. Oshenu rotzel hiskotein. He doesn't want to get in a fight with anybody. Sometimes people get very particular about the temperatures in the building. He doesn't want to start a fight. Ubedavar zeyish ladun gam kashenu mispayesh. You also have to treat the same person if he wouldn't be embarrassed. K'shezeh mitzta'er machmas psichas achalonos. So this one would be upset if the window was open. V'zeh mitzta'er machmas skirasam. And this one wants to be closed. V'adavar matzi ba'atabos. We find this in Megillah. Abbas, he says, ma'adif tsar hachom asar kar. What's worse, the pain of the heat or the pain of the cold? V'adavar zet tsarach bir. We have to clarify. U'lepa'amim gorim hadavar chichuchim. Gam basically, it caused fights in shuls over the temperature. He says you got to follow the majority and also what the weather is. But if a person says, I'm sick, I'm so ill, and I'm in shul, if you open up the window, I'm going to be worse, then stay home. Nobody told you to schlep out with your flu and to make everybody else miserable. So stay home if you're so sensitive to the temperatures.
So that means you should stay home with the Raisa. Not your chauffeur, not your
zahar? I don't think he's talking about specifically mitzvah. He's talking about the idea of coming to a public place.
There's a difference between my matzariah is it might be a difference somebody feeling comfortable and somebody getting sick.
Correct. He says someone who's sick, who's going to feel that they're going to be sick if it's not, or they are sick and they're going to be feel worse in their sickness.
This feel worse is different than somebody, it's a business.
So he says, Yopashashim Yeshav Sharus Liptoch Lechelak Mesaknesis. You can divide the shul into two. So Tzarech Lasos Kane, Lamutav Levatal Makom Kavua. Better to give up your Makom Kavua in shul, Mashir Legrom Tzar Lachem, than to cause pain and fighting with other people. Amnam, Ba'atabus, Hadar Kash Yosar, a bus, it's not so easy. Kashiavinu Vishashvu Echad Midaitu Shachavero, Eshalim So Pisar Namaniach Das Kulam. Come to an understanding, make shalom, don't have so much fighting, says Rabbi Yaakov Bloy. The Darkei Mishpat Hilchos Shcheinim and Hasagas Gvul writes, Kolol Avreichem, I didn't bring it over here, but I'll quote it inside. Kolol Avreichem, you have a kolol, guys learning all day, Uchayotze, something like that, Shinesorir Beinam Chiluka Deos, Amachalokas in the base medrash, not about the Gemara, about the temperature. Binyan im lahafil samazgan bechlal, or be'ezid dargal lahafilo, whether to put on the air conditioning, how many clicks on the air conditioning. All you have a lot of guys learn a lot of Gemara, and they're making cheshbonos. Maybe it should be a 2, it should be a 3, 69 degrees, 70 degrees. Everybody has a whole mahalach. Nirashim ein nizuk mehem bevriyasov. Nobody's going to get hurt. No one's going to be damaged. No one's going to be miserable. Lekano lekan yish lekvo hadavar al pirov. Follow the majority of limitation. Nizek bebriyoso shiyofil hamazgan. If it's going to be, someone feels they're going to be damaged in some way, so miserable, they're not going to be able to function. Holchan acharav kvi negra rov. Then okay, maybe we'll be nice to this one guy. Elim came rov anashim bevesim hayu mafil mosav. Hayizyad hanoeg al kol yonav alacholik laharchik asasma. Unless as well, he's going against the way normal people act. If there's a majority and the guy's nuts, and he's going away the way normal people conduct themselves in their own home, then he says, sorry. Then the guy's got to go somewhere else, or he's got to deal with the temperature in that particular case. Rav Zilberstein has a piece in the Cheshuke Chemin and Bava Metzia and Bava Basra, the case of a child who has severe condition where in any air that is slightly cool causes his hands to suffer terribly. I don't know what the exact condition is, but that was the question. Was he has some type of
Raynaud's.
What?
Raynaud's
disease.
Yeah, it's Raynaud's.
Raynaud's disease.
Raynaud's disease.
Good thing we have a doctor. Okay, so the question is, must the entire class suffer in uncomfortable weather because of this child? That's the question. So he brings the mission in Peah and the whole discussion about the Ikar Adin, and then he cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel, which discusses how protecting another human being's body parts is a fulfillment of Lo Samot al Dam Reyecha, to not stand idly by while somebody else is hurt. However, the Meshech Chachma says Lo Samot is only an actual issue of Sakaras Nefashos, real life, not just a person's no damaged bodily parts, and that's Machlokas, this opinion of the Sma. But he says we're dealing with a Safek Do Raisa, of Lo Sa'amod, of not damaging another human being. And he concludes, and he asks his father-in-law, Rav Yashuv, who felt that the school was built for the learning of Torah for the tzibur, for the many students, and not just this one individual child. And since the building was for the majority, Rav Yashuv said, Mikar Adin, they don't have to close the window for the child, but he said, obviously, you want to try what you can do to make it accessible for everybody at the end of the day. So, those are the essentially three approaches. Either you follow what is the norm of the season, you follow the majority, Or as Rabbi Greenblatt says, you follow the sensitivities of the person who's extremely bothered. Just give one different approach in the Shevet HaLevi Rav Vosner, in two Tshuvas and Chelek Ches, in Shin Zayin and Chelek Ches, and Reish Sadi Ches. We're not going to read it inside, just for the sake of time. But he was asked about a shul where people wanted the AC on, but there were others who were more sensitive and they couldn't stand the cold. Okay? So he says, the sheet of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch and Kufnun Vav, there's a machlokas there whether neighbors have the right to prevent someone from doing something on his property that generates disturbing noise. The Ramah maintains that the neighbors cannot protest, and he agrees that for someone who is ill and the sound would be harmful, you can protest. And the Mordechai and the Knesset HaGadola say that even if everybody is healthy, they can protest if the noise prevents them from sleeping at night, because people become ill from sleep deprivation. In the event that one person is generating noise on shared properties, then everybody agrees you can object. Fine. When applying these principles to the question, so Rav Vosner says that if it's hot weather, we know that most people run their air conditioners, and those who do not want it running don't have the right to protest. On the other hand, one cannot demand the air conditioning should run when the weather conditions don't necessitate it running it. And he says maybe this would not apply to a fan. He wants to be mechaped a fan and an air conditioning unit, because a fan doesn't cause anybody to get sick, it just moves the air around, and therefore we would not listen to the minority regarding a fan if they're uncomfortable. That's what he said. Maybe air conditioning we would, that's cold, exactly. So I remember discussing this with Rav Shechter once. Rav Shechter said that when it comes to a shul based medrash, he says that you should follow the majority, and if the majority is not even if it's not clear with the majority, so he said then the gabbai of the shul based medrash should make the final decision, decide what's best, and be a machriya b'nayam.
You will remember too, until I then, but there were temperature restrictions back in the late 70s, early 80s, about what public buildings would be. And I was looking at the time, and the government actually produced tons of medical studies about what temperatures people can tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that there was a more interesting, because the doctors were complaining that the memory couldn't cool below 78 and heat beyond 65. They asked for exemption because of their bonding. So they came back and studies. No, you can heat up to 70 because people can get sick under 70. But it's more elderly and stuff like that can have problems with hypothermia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not most people won't, but some people will. But nobody will get sick under less than 78.
Okay.
It's less than 78. So they're just saying there actually were medical discussions
about these things.
They actually did the figures and there was this much thick studies. Right. And so I'm saying it's not really different than you're saying, but it's actually physical. It depends. If somebody wants it, cooling to 64, which is going to follow somebody else.
Yeah.
69, you probably should look at the temperatures, not hypothetical, of what level would it
I think in these cases, with these halachos, it's based on how the person feels at that moment.
There's a difference between somebody schwitzing and somebody shaking.
No, true, 100%. But I think in these particular halachos, we're looking at at this moment in time, the person being in the room. What's going to keep them in the room versus, drive them out of the room. Not necessarily the temperature itself, but rather the being in the room. What can I bear to be in that room?
Because there's certainly
Let's just finish up with just one note. There's just, obviously, in all cases, we want to make shalom whenever we can. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Laman Amud Beis, says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because people insisted on being correct, even at the expense of the benefit of others. So just because you may have a halacha or a shir that backs up your opinion about the temperature doesn't mean necessarily you have to take it to the end of the day. The stories are told of an older man and a younger man who both arrived at an inn at night, and there was only one room available, and they were forced to share the room for the evening. And the younger man wanted the window open, and the older man wanted the window closed because he felt it was too cold at night. And the two men argued back and forth in the darkness of the night regarding whether the window should be open, whether the windows should be closed, yelling and screaming back at each other, until the younger man got so fed up at the older man that he took his shoe and he threw it at the window. And it broke the window. And for the rest of the night, the older man complained that it was too cold, and the younger man slept contently with the fresh air. In the morning, they both woke up and they saw that he had thrown his shoe at the mirror and broken the mirror and not the window. So the point being that sometimes a lot of these things depend on, how you're feeling that day and your approach to these things, and trying to not always be correct and be right, but also trying to make shalom and trying to come to an understanding with other people as well. Okay.